It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Brown and Tyga collaborated with Marshmello on their new single, Light It Up, and Churches isn't a fan. Churches released a statement writing, "We are really upset and confused and disappointed by Marshmello's choice to work with Tyga and Chris Brown. We like and respect Mello as a person, but working with people who are predators and abusers enables excuses and ultimately endorses that behavior. That is not something we can or will stand behind." So Churches,
what church
is on this song. No, it's just two chicks. Their band name is Churches.
Oh, I thought you were like, well, okay, is it the Mormons? Is it the Catholics?
No, the Jews? Churches, spelled CHVRCHES. Oh. They're in this song with Marshmello that we're playing on Radio Now right now. And Marshmello just came out with this Tyga and Chris Brown song as well. And so they put that statement out there. And then Chris Brown recently heard of their reaction, and he fired back in comments on Church's Instagram page. He wrote, "Bunch of losers. These are the type of people I wish walked in front of a speeding bus full of mental patients. Keep groveling over your own insecurities and hatred. I'm black and I'm proud. And I know it hurts that you guys are struggling with life or peace, so you're forced to see my success. You aren't even number two. Remember, second place only means that you lost first. Ta-ta. Good day, presents." He also commented on their original post of their reaction and said, Tyga also commented on their original post of their reaction and said, "We're all God's children. Everyone makes mistakes. No one's perfect. Let's keep the energy positive."
Tyga's response is way better than Chris Brown's response.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun to hear Alex read Chris Brown's response. I disagree. Tyga, get crazy. Step it up.
Adele has already divorced her estranged husband in secret after the two had been living separate lives for years. So I think everyone thought this all had happened in the last month or so. This has been going on.
How does she keep such good secrets?
Yeah, reports of the divorce came after Adele was actually spotted herself kissing another man in New York City. So, I mean, I guess she's moved on already. Adele confirmed that she had separated from her husband of 3 years earlier this month. Megan Fox filed to dismiss her divorce case against husband Brian Austin Green nearly 3 years after the couple reconciled. The Transformers actress requested the dismissal in papers filed in court in L.A. last week. Fox filed for divorce in August of 2015 after 5 years of marriage, but now they're reconciled and they've got 3 kids together, so it's good. It looks like they're working it out. And in Moby's new memoir, if you don't know who Moby is, he's like a techno artist from late 90s, early 2000s.
Or if you just like Eminem, you know Eminem dissed him pretty hard in a song.
Yeah, they hated each other. So he has this new memoir coming out called Then It Fell Apart, and he reveals that he hit rock bottom to the point where he was drinking 100 drinks a week and experimenting with different drugs. He also talked about his high-profile relationship with Natalie Portman and, this is my favorite part, an incident where he was with Andy Dick and was pressured into pooping over a vegan cake backstage.
Okay, well, I guess it's a good thing I'm not vegan because I love cake. That would make me so sad.
The memoir is set to be released on May 7th. Sounds pretty juicy. Coming up in less than an hour, the new lame excuse R. Kelly is trying to give people for why he lost his sexual abuse cases.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in just two songs here on the Joe and Alex Show. Monday motivation. I think everybody hates potholes. I mean, we always give them a bad rap, but what if a pothole could save a life? Well, it just might have. We'll do Monday motivation in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday music marathon.